Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about important issues facing Texas, and we'd like to get your opinions. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of probably the same number of candidates from both parties?
I usually vote for a mix.
Okay. And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas, the state government, is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction for political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Time for a change.
And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: abortion rights, healthcare costs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, gun violence, property taxes, or the economy, inflation and jobs, or violent crime.
Well, they all are important.
Correct, but the most important issue facing Texas today: abortion, healthcare, public school and teacher pay, illegal immigration, gun violence, property taxes,
probably
the economy.
Abortion.
Okay,
abortion.
Yeah, I know they're important, but and which is the next most important problem or issue? Healthcare, public schools, illegal immigration, gun violence, property taxes, the economy, or violent crime?
Public education.
Thank you. And next, please mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Laurel Jordan Swift. Do you recognize the candidate?
I didn't understand the name.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I don't recognize the name. I really don't know
Never heard
a
of?
Whole lot of the name.
Yeah, you need to know if you recognize the candidate. The next one is Colin Aldred. Do you recognize the candidate? Colin
yes.
Aldred. How would you rate
yes.
him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one is Steve Allison. Do you recognize
the
candidate? Okay,
yes.
How would you rate the Steve Allison? Very favorable, just somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Just somewhat favorable.
The next one is Ted Cruz. Do you recognize him? Ted Cruz?
Oh, yes. Yes.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Well, somewhat unfavorable.
Correct? Okay. And the next one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
No. Well, he's not running. He's somewhat favorable.
The next one is Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Ken Paxton. Do you recognize the name?
Yep.
Paxton.
Yes. I
would
say.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat?
I would say
yes.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay? And the last two. Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Mark LaHood. Do you recognize him? Mark LaHood?
Mark LaHood, yes. Probably somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done. We're at 45%. Thank you for your time. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, will you vote for if you had to choose today between those three candidates?
Kamala Harris.
And in the U.S. Senate, the election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Aldred, the Democrat, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
The Democrat.
Colin Aldred, okay?
Yes.
And in the election for Texas, does it state Jordan Speed?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry? If the election for Texas state representative were held today, would you vote for Mark LaHood, Republican, or Laurel Jordan Sweet, Democrat? If you had to choose today.
What would I vote for? I didn't catch what you were saying.
Sorry, representative from your area. Which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Sweet, the Democrat?
Hi, Mark LaHood.
As a state representative. And now we're almost done. I want to read you some information about both of these state house district candidates, Mark LaHood and Laurel Jordan Sweet. The first one is Mark LaHood. He's a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for both. On a political conservative leadership in government, he is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decision for their child. Jordan Sweet, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. So now that you have a little more information, based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood or Laurel Jordan Sweet?
Laurel.
And now, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. And then the second one is the liberals. Woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. So which is closer to your own view, the first one or the second one?
Who said the second one?
The second one is the liberals, or woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America.
I don't believe that, but I'll go with the first one. I don't believe liberals.
The first one? Okay. The first one is America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people.
Yes.
Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The first one is okay?
Yes.
And which is more closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one? The first one, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting the traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or the second one, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their family without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. The first one or the second one?
Second.
And which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? The first one? Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the healthcare costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. The first one or the second one?
I have no opinion on that.
But if you had to choose, maybe you lean more toward the first one. Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion, or the second one, that Texas is being
overrun. I don't believe Texas is being overrun. I don't understand. I really
maybe,
can't. I don't understand what you're saying, to be honest. You're talking too fast.
Okay, this statement is about the situation at the border specifically. Which do you lean toward? Statement A, Governor Abbott is putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 million on Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies, when that money could be better spent on school or lowering the healthcare costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or statement B, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending. Which is closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Agree or disagree?
By banning abortions, is that what you said?
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Agree or disagree with that?
Well, there's more to that question than just a yes or no answer, so I won't say.
But if you had to select one of them, I just have two options, and I cannot proceed if you don't select one of the available options. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws? Okay, I will repeat the question. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion? Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
And in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? The first one, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. The second one, fines at any family or friend $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. The next one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. The next one, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Or the last one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. I know all are important, but the most important...
Yeah, they all are important. It takes away the women's rights.
Okay. And next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for a state legislator that their opponents might make. Please rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate or a weak reason to vote against that candidate. The first one, Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke, DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. After hearing that, very strong against that candidate, somewhat strong against, or it's a weak reason to vote against that candidate. After hearing that.
I have to admit, I just don't I can't understand you that well. You're either talking too fast.
After hearing that.
And the phone is breaking. It's breaking up a little bit.
Gun control.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay now?
Better.
Okay, I will repeat the statement. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke, DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. After hearing that, it's a very strong reason to vote against her, somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
Kind of a weak reason.
It's a weak. The next one. La Hood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda defunding public education.
You're breaking up again. You're breaking up again.
Personal freedom. Okay, I will repeat the statement. La Hood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda defined in public education and restricting personal freedoms. After hearing that, it's a very strong reason to vote against someone, or it's a weak reason to vote against La Hood.
Against?
How much longer?
I'm getting dinner ready.
Okay, we're 75%. Maybe just let me see 7 more of these statements, and we'll go on the next or on the last part.
Have I given you enough information that I can hang up now?
I'm sorry. I need to read.
I understand email. You need to read it, but you keep breaking up, and so I don't understand half of what you're saying. So.
Okay, maybe did you understand the last statement of La Hood?
Fairly.
Okay, so after hearing that, it's a very strong reason to vote against somewhat, or it's a weak reason.
I told you again.
Just somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
And the next one? Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights. Ownership.
I'm sorry. You know, you just keep breaking up, and I can't hear what your breaks up in the middle of your sentences. So I'm going to have to hang out now. This is just taking longer than
I will try to
planned.
Call you back
I'm
later.
Sorry.
Maybe it's a bad connection. Okay, is that fine if I call you back later, so we can continue with the survey?
Well, if I'm here, I'll answer. If I'm here, all right.
Okay, I will try to call you back later. Thank you for taking the call, and I will save your opinions, and
okay.
Maybe later.
All right. Bye now.